W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is facing mounting criticism from both sides of the political aisle over the Justice Department's failure to release records in Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking case. CBS's Scott McFarland.
The president is trying to turn the page and move people past this, but his social media posts so far have not done that over the past few days.
Los Angeles police have made an arrest in the murder of an American Idol executive and her husband.
Homicide investigators, with the assistance of LAPD's Gang and Narcotics Division, FBI Fugitive Task Force, took that suspect into custody without incident.
The suspect is 22. Forecasters are keeping a close eye on thunderstorms in the Gulf. The Hurricane Center's Jack Bevin.
The most likely area to get the worst of the rain would be portions of southern Louisiana, but everywhere from the Florida Panhandle through southern and central Louisiana could get locally heavy rain over the next few days.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. When Governor Evers signed the new state budget into law, he called it a win for Wisconsin's kids and families. But childcare providers say the support for their industry isn't enough. Parker Olson reports.
The new state budget spends over $360 million to stabilize Wisconsin's child care system. It was a key demand for Governor Evers in budget negotiations with Republican lawmakers. The state funding comes as federal funding has run out. The pandemic-era relief program Child Care Accounts has sent out its final payments. But providers say the state budget still falls short. Outside the state capitol on Friday, they describe just how fragile the industry remains.
This week, I experienced one of the most difficult moments since opening. My entire staff has resigned. For 6 months, I've been trying to hire new teachers, but every qualified candidate needed a starting wage of at least $17 per hour, a rate I simply cannot offer without additional funding.
That's Ashley Blackett, owner of Tiny Diney Academy in Durand, Northwest Wisconsin. Advocates say the industry is being squeezed on three sides. Child care is too expensive for families, too costly to run, and pays too little to retain staff. The new two-year state budget directs money in multiple ways. Governor Evers has declared 2025 the year of the kid, and said he wouldn't sign a budget that lacked child care funding. The budget also increases special education reimbursements, though not as much as advocates wanted. Last year, voters approved a record number of school district referenda. That's according to a report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Corrine Hedrickson, who runs Corrine's Little Explorers in New Glarus, says that kind of pressure could backfire, especially given the way the budget is being sold by the education governor.
And as soon as the schools start raising property taxes, the community no longer trusts the people that they thought they trusted.
Demonstrators also delivered a letter to the governor's office Friday, saying he should call the legislature into a special session for more funding.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
Another win for the National League. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the All-Star game ended after nine innings, all tied up 6-6. So for the first time, instead of extra innings, they had a tiebreaker called a swing-off. Batters getting three chances to hit a home run. Kyle Schwarber of the Phillies got hot, hitting all three out of the park to lead the National League 4-3. It's only the second time in 12 years the NL has beat the American League in the Midsummer Classic. And Brewers pitchers Trevor McGill and rookie Jacob Mizorowski each able to play in the game. McGill retiring the batter he faced, the Miz, 3 out of 4, allowing just one hit. NBA, now that the Bucks have signed center Miles Turner, do they still need to add a shooting guard like Damian Lillard?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I like our team. I really do. I like all the guys that we brought back. Miles mentioned it. Those signings were intentional.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Still warm today with highs scraping the low 80s, showers and storms this afternoon and into this evening, bringing some heavy rainfall that could create flash flooding. A flood watch is in effect from 3 o'clock until 10 p.m. Plus, these storms could be packing high winds and a tornado too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes. a mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells me, James, you leave that where it is. Yeah. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We're on the road for what makes Wisconsin great, this time from the EAA and Oshkosh Air Museum, along with Jane and Greg. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, top of the middle of the week today. Congressman, I may sneeze. Pardon me. Couldn't hit my mute button fast enough. Congressman Pocan was going to be with us today, but there's votes going on in the House of Representatives right now. So next week it's going to be Congressman Khanna, and Congressman Pocan will be with us the week after next. I don't know why I'm snoozing. I guess it's hay fever or something. But anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. How Norway became freer than America. Could Trump be trying to, in the first hour, also could Trump be trying to encourage world war to distract us all from Epstein? A crazy alert. You just can't make this up. Matt Gaetz should be the special counsel to investigate Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, man. So this is our first hour. Pardon me. Our second hour, the DOJ is hitting states with requests for voter rolls and election data. Are they studying how to steal more elections? Really? Is that what's going on? And also a geeky science in our second hour. Hang on just a minute. What if trauma is not a curse? What if it's a doorway? I'll explain that. And also in our third hour, breaking news. It looks like Donald Trump is preparing to fire Jerome Powell. So, pardon me. But we'll see where all this goes. In the meantime, my sneezing fit will hopefully end shortly. It is, it's Wednesday. It's you and me all day. Congressman Pocan was going to be our only guest. We have none. So, you know, what's on your mind as well? Kind of anything goes summer, you know. But I wanted to start out with how Norway became freer than America. And this is, I think this is a pretty important story, actually. You know, I mentioned, as you know, regular watchers or listeners to this program know that for 2 weeks, Louise and I were on vacation. And I was finishing up my next book, The Last American President, which is now available for pre-sale at fine bookstores everywhere. And, you know, we spent quite a bit of time in Norway. We visited several towns and some rural areas. This is the country that my grandfather came from in 1917, along with three of his four brothers. The country was immaculate, modern, and astonishingly seemed entirely free of homelessness. I looked it up when we got back home, and according to the official statistics, there are around 3,000 people lacking housing in the entire country of Norway. And they are, by and large, people who are voluntarily being homeless, you know, from mental illness or wanting to live in the woods or whatever. But I don't know, but because, you know, they have provisions for people there that we lack here. Everybody gets health care. Everybody's entitled to housing. Depending on the city, it looked like more than half of the cars that we saw were electric cars. In one little city, Vic, I think it was three quarters of the cars were electric cars that we saw on the streets. Charging stations were everywhere. We walked around neighborhoods, and everybody's got a little charging cable next to their house if they don't have a garage. Most people don't. With a carport kind of thing. And they have mandated that all cars sold in Norway starting January of next year, at the end of this year, January 1st, must be zero emission. Now, that means either all electric or like hydrogen or something. And in fact, 89% of all the cars sold in Norway last year in 2024 were electric. But the real eye-opener wasn't the electric cars or how clean the sidewalks were or anything like that. It was what we learned talking with people from tour guides to just people that we met about how Norway's democracy works. This is a country that practices democratic socialism. Healthcare is essentially free. Nobody in Norway will ever go bankrupt like, a 500,000 people in America do. 500,000 families get wiped out every year because somebody got sick. That just does not happen in Norway. Education up to and including college is free, or mostly free. It's that Norway is a functioning democratic republic, unlike the United States, where basically since the Reagan Revolution, or more accurately, since the five corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court in the Buckley decision and the Bilotti decision back in the late 70s, said that money is the same thing as free speech. And corporations are the same thing as persons. And so, in Norway, when people elect politicians who say, yes, I'm going to do these things for you, they actually do it. They, it's very difficult, very expensive, very hard to lobby in Norway. Dark money is outlawed in Norway. There are no voting rolls that you can be purged from. Everybody's automatically enrolled to vote when they're born. And just like they're automatically enrolled into the healthcare system when they're born. And, you just show up and vote. And it's very simple. And, and they have one of the best education systems in the world. In fact, they rank in the top five educated countries in the world. And meanwhile, here in the United States, we had the Trump-backed Supreme Court in an unsigned order with their badly abused so-called shadow docket, with no public discussion and no explanation, it was a 6-3 decision. They just, said okay to Trump gutting the Department of Education, which is a violation of the Constitution. The Constitution says that if Congress appropriates money or creates an agency, the president has to respect that and has to spend that money the way Congress wants it spent. But instead, Trump has frozen $6.8 billion and fired 1,400 people and shut down the Department of Education, which is just going to cripple the federal government's ability to ensure that civil rights are enforced, that children with disabilities get accommodations, that black and brown, Jewish and Muslim students aren't systematically discriminated against, that poor kids in poor neighborhoods can still get a good education, that people with massive student debt can get some small breaks, that schools can have at least some federal oversight. I mean, compare that to Norway. While American billionaires are buying legislators and court decisions and politicians to keep their taxes low and their businesses unregulated, their subsidies for the fossil fuel industries flowing and to crush unions, Norwegians are investing in their people. I mean, the unions are everywhere. Nobody suffers from medical bills. College and trade schools are free. Wages are high. And stiff taxes on the morbidly rich pay for a lot. Now, Norway also has a lot of oil. And I don't get into this in the article, and I probably should have, but it seemed like it would have been kind of a diversion. But they discovered oil in Norway. But the thing is that the Norwegians own that oil. They don't have the equivalent of, the Koch brothers or ExxonMobil or whatever, who pumps the oil out of the ground and says, hey, this is ours. We're going to get rich off this oil. Instead, the Norwegian oil is for all of the Norwegians. So while we have this massive budget deficit, the $34 trillion budget deficit, they've got a massive budget surplus that is like the equivalent of like, hundreds of thousands or maybe millions of dollars It was expressed as billions of kroner, and I didn't do the math, but per person. I mean, you know, it's a very wealthy country because of that, although they are very careful about how they spend it. But bottom line, Norway has a democracy, a functioning, a highly functioning democracy, and we don't. And why is that? Because we have a corrupt Supreme Court, and we have, since Nixon put Lewis Powell on the Supreme Court in 1972, we have a corrupt Supreme Court that has basically gutted our democracy, made it hard for people to vote, allowed for corruption, made it easy to bribe politicians, and, you know, just essentially destroyed our democracy. So, you know, we got some work to do here.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We have some serious work to do here. I'll be right back.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
It's time for the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, off the trail near the tavern. Here's Stu Sample. Stu, are you ready?
You betcha.
This object can be found throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private. You can use it for one or two things, and it's a great place to think or read. Name this summer object.
It's one of them porta-potties from Crockett Septic.
That's right, Stu. You win. Now, go cop a comfortable squat. For a clean, reliable, affordable porta-potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta-potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. The Brennan Center for Justice released its annual survey of local election officials. It found continued concerns for threats against poll workers and the loss of election security funding and staff now that the Trump administration has cut federal election security grants. The survey of over 800 municipal election officials found 60% were very or somewhat concerned about federal cuts to election security services. We reported in March on DOGE cuts of 300 cybersecurity experts from CISA, the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, and the suspension of grant funding to states for hardening systems to fight increasing cyber attacks from Russia, China, and Iran. Of the surveyed officials, 62% were concerned by the loss of CISA's direct technical support, and 80% said the federal government should be providing the same or more funding, not less. One-third of local election officials are very concerned about political leaders interfering with the work of poll workers, up 4% from a similar question in 2023. An additional one-quarter are somewhat worried about interference. Officials overwhelmingly, 81%, are concerned about false election information spread on social media, which contributes to 38% saying they have been harassed, abused, or threatened for just doing their job. We have links to the full Brennan Center survey at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey guys, this is a new deodorant for men, and I got to tell you, this stuff really, really works. Mando is a high-performance deodorant. It can be used for whole body control. I mean, safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they even start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid. This is the stuff that's clinically proven to work all day long. It was developed by doctors. It's hypoallergenic, skin safe, and you can use it all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. And I can get you 20% off site-wide with your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. And shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com and free shipping. Shopmando.com. And be sure to use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out.
Where the streets are clean and the people stand with dignity and union pride, where nobody's tossed or cast aside. No tents in the park, no hunger lines. They don't treat health care like a crime. The kids go to school without a lifelong debt. It's a promise they never forget. Oh, how Norway became freer than America, where votes still count and dreams don't die, while billionaires here by the laws they like, and six black robes make freedom lie. Just this past week, to shut down schools and silence the weak, Sotomayor cried out in vain, as justice bowed to power again. They fired the teachers, froze the pay, and told our children, sell off the public role. Oh, how Norway became freer than America, where every child gets fed and taught. And here we fight for the crumbs they drop, while freedom's name is when the people call.
Oh, yeah, how Norway got freer than America. There you go. Donald Trump asked Vladimir... This is the headline. Donald Trump asked Vladimir Zelensky if Ukraine could hit Moscow, say people briefed on call. This is over at the Financial Times this morning. And I'm reading this article thinking,
Trump is really in a pickle right now with this whole Epstein thing, right? I mean, you know, it's just blowing up in his face. And as I shared with you yesterday, and I think the day before, I think that the big lesson for America and for all of us is just how incredibly effective Fox and all these other right-wing, you know, mostly billionaire-owned right-wing media properties have been in creating a right-wing information bubble that people live in so completely that, you know, the stories of Trump and Epstein have been out for more than a decade, and nobody on the right knows them. And now they're like shocked, I tell you, that Trump is doing this. And, it also reminds me of the old Chinese proverb, you know, that if you ride the tiger, it's difficult to get off, you know, because the tiger will eat you, right? And Trump has been riding these conspiracy theory tigers. So anyhow, I'm reading this article in the Financial Times, and here's the first paragraph. Donald Trump has privately encouraged Ukraine to step up deep strikes on Russian territory, even asking Volodymyr Zelensky whether he could strike Moscow. The conversation took place during the July 4th call. Volodymyr, can you hit Moscow? Can you hit St. Petersburg too? Zelensky replied, absolutely, if you give us the weapons. And then Trump signaled his backing for the idea, again quoting from the Financial Times, describing the strategy as intended to, quote, make them Russians feel the pain and force the Kremlin to the negotiating table, said two people briefed on the call. And now the Russian response to this is, you do that, you're going to be in the middle of a nuclear war. And I'm wondering if this is Trump's idea of how to get out from underneath the Jeffrey Epstein thing. Hey, let's just start a war. Now, Maggie Haberman is reporting that actually what they're doing, when Trump yesterday said, Pam Bondi should release credible information, that really what that is that's code for just purge my name out of all the Epstein documents and then release them. I don't care if Bill Clinton's in there or Alan Dershowitz or Bill Gates or whatever. Just, you know, release it. Just take my name out. That's all you have to do. And which they're probably just, you know, vigorously doing right now over the Department of Justice. So Haberman thinks that that's going on. But in the meantime, Lauren Boebert is like, we need a special counsel. We need a special investigator. Right. And who does she want to have as a special investigator? Matt Gaetz, the guy who is accused of paying underage girls for sex. She wants to have him be the guy to investigate whether Donald Trump was involved in paying underage girls for sex via Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You just can't. So what say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Matt Gaetz is probably on the list. I mean, he lived in Florida near Jeffrey Epstein. Anyway, 27 minutes past the hour. Who knows? This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work. Hope the doctor can see you this month. Wait 2 hours at urgent care or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Pat Kreitlow.
We've got our full load of Thursday guests ahead. Sherita Booker with Events Around Wisconsin, plus Joe Zepecki, Chad Holmes, Todd Halba, and Sean O'Malley.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A flood watch has been issued for portions of central and northeast Wisconsin. This includes Marathon, Portage, Washera, Wood, Shawano, and Waupaca counties. It begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 7 p.m. this evening. The National Weather Service of Green Bay alerted to the possibility of flash flooding caused by excessive rainfall. They are predicting 2 to 3 inches of heavy rain this afternoon in a short period of time. Excessive runoff may result in flooding. Remember, turn around, don't drown. A recent study finds a link between the state's weak gun laws and firearm deaths for kids. A study published last month in the Pediatrics edition of the Journal of the American Medical Association looked at gun-related deaths for kids and teens from 2010 to 2023. Researchers compared states based on the strictness of their gun laws. They picked 2010 after a Supreme Court ruling that expanded gun rights in some states. They found that states with weaker gun laws, like Wisconsin, saw an increase in firearm deaths for youth. States with stricter laws saw those deaths stay the same or go down. Categorized as endangered in 2022, monarch butterflies may be getting some help from state lawmakers. Lisa Hale has more.
Monday, Wisconsin State Senator Rachel Cabral-Gorvera of Appleton introduced the legislation to make the endangered monarch butterfly the Wisconsin state butterfly. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says since the 1980s, over 95% of the western monarch population has disappeared. They blame habitat loss, climate change, and pesticide use.
If this legislation passes, supporters hope greater awareness and support for the monarch's protection and habitat conservation will follow. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Still warm today with highs scraping the low 80s and showers and storms this afternoon and into this evening, bringing some heavy rainfall that could create flash flooding. A flood watch is in effect from 3 o'clock until 10 p.m. Plus, these storms could be packing high winds and a tornado, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by State Senator Chris Larson. We discuss how to bring Democrats together and have productive disagreements. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
All of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Midnight streets, sirens wail, peaceful marchers, faces pale, unmarked vans, no warning sign, rights erased in real time. No badge, no name, just camouflage, justice lost in the mirage. Trump is normalizing the unthinkable, turning freedom into something sinkable. Democracy. National Guard on city streets, marching boots, oppressive beats, governor's pleas fall on deaf ears, amplifying the nation's fears. Local voices drowned in the fray, autocracy paves its way. Trump is normalizing the unthinkable, making the unlawful seem thinkable. Liberty.
The hour. So what say you about all these things? By the way, I wanted to add another topic to the third hour for the program. I want to get into this rescission vote, which is apparently the reason why Congressman Pocan couldn't be with us today. And it just passed the Senate last night with J.D. Vance casting the tie-breaking vote. And there's not just that story, but there's kind of two levels of story underneath it. And like I said, I'll get into that in some detail in the third hour of the program. So let's pick up some calls here. Jurai in Florida. Am I saying your name right?
Yeah.
Hey.
You say my name right.
What's up?
How are you, Tom?
I'm fine.
Yes, how are you, sir? So let me just say what I'm very concerned of.
Mm-hmm.
These are the two things I'm concerned if I'm a Democrat. One, if Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas decide to step down and Trump tries to replace whichever one of them, it will be a danger of our democracy.
Because a younger person will be on there longer?
Yeah,
I see Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas as a danger to our democracy to begin with.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, like, say, for example, if Alito or Clarence decide to step down, which one of them will? I don't know which one of them will, but I'm just more concerned about if Trump tried to appoint a younger person into the Supreme Court justice. That's what I'm very more concerned about.
Yeah. Which he will do. I mean, you know, look at Kavanaugh and
that's what I'm saying. And can I also say this, Tom? When Trump had announced he wants to put five districts in Texas, which I'm like, I've kind of realized that's like not only gerrymandering, but unconstitutional. Now, my biggest concern is what can Democrats do? Because Democrats, we need to not only focus on like the 2028, but also the upcoming census. Like, for example, California and New York will lose, what, like 2, 3, or 4 districts? Therefore, Florida and Texas will add 2, 3, or 4 districts.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Because, you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, over the last decade, the trend has been people moving to the South. But that's starting to reverse in large part because of these disasters.
You know, people can't get insurance in Florida. Florida's starting to depopulate. You can't afford to buy a house there any longer. And if you can, you can't get insurance for it. And increasingly, that's happening in Texas, particularly along the Gulf Coast. And so it may well be that you're going to see over the next couple of years. I mean, the next census, the census happens in the year that ends with zero, right? So the next census will be 2030. And that's 5 years down the road. And by then, we may have seen a change in the way the population is moving around the country.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned of, because, like, for example, because, like, in Florida, which, like you said, it's just getting, Florida is just, like, it's getting, like, prepared for the worst.
Yeah.
Because right now, I don't see why everyone's saying, hey, come to Florida, I like Florida, I like your governor. I tell people, I say, no. No, I don't know where you all get this misinformation, because you don't know what's happening in Florida.
Yeah.
And you are about to find out what the real story is behind Florida. That's what I tell all of the ones that try to relocate to Florida.
Florida, leading the nation in concentration camps. that's really...
Oh, yeah. And believe me, I'm glad you mentioned that, because you didn't hear this from me, but they're trying to build a second concentration camp somewhere, too. You didn't hear this from me.
Oh, they've got immediate plans for five more of them in other states. And there's a whole lot more coming. I mean, there's already over 200 ICE detention facilities in the United States. I think most people don't realize how big this is. And I don't get it. Obama and Biden and frankly, George W. Bush, they were all deporting people just fine. And basically, you know, you catch somebody who's in the country, they're not supposed to be in the country, you just kick them out. But what Trump wants to do is he wants to put them in prison and torture them for years. And I think it's just, you know, gleeful evil. I mean, I think he wants to run, a police state, a prison state nation.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, why do you have to have all these detention facilities when you can just say, hey, you're not a citizen here. You have no permission to be here. So we're going to put you on a plane and send you home. This isn't rocket science. And it's a hell of a lot cheaper than spending $700 per day per person to keep them locked up in some private prison that's being run by a crony and a campaign donor to Ron DeSantis on a no-bid contract. So,
Oh, man, and he under investigation, including him and his wife, when they took all that millions of dollars of that fund money.
No, it's wild stuff. It's wild stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for the call. It's great to hear from you. Robert in Lakewood, New York. Hey, Robert, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to bring up about the election again, as far as there's a organization out there, they're called, and you've probably heard of them before, Election Truth Alliance.
I have, yeah.
And they've done the statistics on the election, and they've even sent the information that they have to blue states. And obviously there's a thing going on in Rockland County, but they sent some stuff to the blue states. They're not even getting a response. Some of them are saying, well, where's the proof?
Yeah.
Well, the proof would be if you allow them, they can raise enough money to file lawsuits to get at the machines that may have been tampered. May have. I'm not saying they were, but the statistics show that there was something going on because they compared it to how normal elections looked and how other elections and how the current one, presidential election, was really off kilter.
We're going to have to get Greg Palast back on the program, because I'm on their mailing list, right? And every time they send me one of these things about here's what we're discovering and here's what's going on, I forward it to Greg and say, hey, tell me about this. And every single time he sends me back something saying, well, here's where their statistics are wrong, or here's how they got it wrong, or here's how you could simply account for this by people having been purged off the voting rolls. He's of the opinion that there's massive election fraud going on right now in the United States. But virtually 100% of it is either purging people off the voting rolls or challenging their signatures on mail-in ballots so that their ballot doesn't get counted.
Right, though. I think if there's enough statistical research done by a company that's not, they're not claiming that they're Democrat or Republican, that maybe we should just take a listen to it. it doesn't mean you have
I have read everything they've got, and I'm I'm still unconvinced. I'm somebody who's more than willing to be convinced. I mean, I was all over back in 2004, and we were on the air at the time, doing this program. That John Kerry got robbed in Ohio because they shut down the voting machines and did the tabulating in Kentucky. Tennessee. No, I think it was Kentucky. And, I'm still suspicious of that one. But so I'm not unwilling to believe, what you may call a conspiracy theory. I just haven't seen anything that I think is real proof. But, Robert, I am familiar with them, and I know what they're doing. Robert, thanks for the call. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Your media support group for We the People. We'll be right back. I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night, and he said CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night, and without it, your breathing is interrupted, and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and even premature death. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPAP. ZPAW is the comfortable, doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. ZPAW is the stop-snoring device that I use and trust. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now, or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. ZPAW, that's Happy Z spelled backwards. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at ZPAW.com.
Does construction make you hungry? Sitting in the hot vehicle waiting to get through the next block or to be taken way out on a countryside detour? Maybe this summer you can turn that struggle into a new experience with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Cruise in for real Mexican dishes, homemade pies, and friendly faces. Relax in air-conditioned comfort and explore something new with El Cafe the next time you're stuck in central Wisconsin road construction. Put a little fiesta back into your day and drown the construction stress away.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710 and I can build the perfect package for your business.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets, which we have given to our dog, Blue. And it works. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients, no fillers, just premium CBD. My favorite, of course, are the sleep gummies, which I use. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, haven't found relief, make the change like millions are, like I did, to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just go to CB Distillery and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out. That's CB Distillery, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. CBDistillery.com, promo code TOM.
The other said so. I bought the man who runs your favorite show. They're punching and posting and flexing their might while the rest of us wonder who shut off the light. Democracy's wheezing in a billionaire fog as Justice Roberts walks his billionaire dog. Who owns America? Is it Bezos, Musk, or Vlad? Who bought the Constitution with the platinum Amex pad? It ain't we the people that ships in distress. It's a yacht club cage match in a democracy mess. Oh, say, can you see? We've been repossessed. They dropped a bomb called Citizens United. Now Congress is bought, or I've been indicted.
Chris, they are picking up the calls here. Josh in Monroe, Wisconsin. Hey, Josh, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Glad to hear about your trip. Man, I want to go to Norway.
It's a beautiful country. And they all speak English, by the way. You're required to learn English in elementary school. There's literally nobody in the country doesn't speak fluent English.
That's handy. Quick update. I had, I think, one speaking gig since we talked, and I keep getting better and better every time, like I mentioned last time. And
cool.
Really going well. I can't wait to do it again. I was calling today because of I came up with an idea with one of your callers yesterday talking about how these Epstein files are the common ground. And I was thinking along the lines of the old mantra, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And I wonder if there's a possibility we could find a way to organize nationwide protests that are not necessarily affiliated with the left, so we can invite MAGA people, a protest to release the Epstein files, and how we would get that done without, you know, fighting with each other while we're there.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how many signs to that effect are being held tomorrow during the Good Trouble rallies, you know. But yeah, that's a great great question, Josh. And in fact, the next guy I'm going to put on the air here, my board's, you know, my call screen software color codes and tells me who's been on hold longest, right? So, you know, and the next person up turns orange, and the next person up right now is Bill in Richmond, Virginia, who's a reasonable conservative. And so let's ask him what he thinks about it. Josh, great idea. Cool. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Hey, Bill in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Bill, what say you?
Well, Tom, after 8 weeks, I am a proud citizen of Indiana.
How did that happen? You mean you moved?
I moved to a place called Morgantown, which is close to Bloomington.
Oh, Morgantown, you said?
Yeah, it's just like the town's name in West Virginia, okay. But there's a lot of names like that over here in Indiana.
Right.
That have like Eastern names.
Yeah, but so I'll change it here. You're in Morgantown, Indiana. Great. Okay, so Bill, what's up?
Okay. I saw something, and it was in the Hill. And I'll tell you, I know polls are polls, but let me tell you who did it. Have you ever heard of a pack called Unite the Country?
Not off the top of my head.
Well, they're a super PAC.
Mm-hmm.
Over the Democrats, and prime emphasis is on fighting for democracy.
Mm-hmm.
But what the poll found out is that the people, and these are Democrats, mm-hmm. these are not Republicans, mm-hmm. consider the party to be weak, leaderless, and woke.
Yeah, I would agree with that description. The woke part, I think, you know, we could debate what the hell that means. But, yeah, by and large, I don't disagree.
But like I said, what it said, the perceived Democrats as being out of touch, woke, and weak.
Yeah.
So my question is this. So far since the 2024 election, tell me if I'm wrong, have the Democrats really gotten away from just criticizing Trump, or do they have any ideas? This poll is saying that the people in the party don't think there's any ideas.
Yeah.
And you can't campaign against Trump forever.
No, you're absolutely right, Bill. And there's still this debate that's going on in the Democratic Party that started in the early 90s when Clinton kind of went neoliberal. And there's still the leftover Clinton folks. Bill specifically, I'm not talking about Hillary here, that are, you know, sort of Republican light and don't want to do things like Medicare for all and free college, you know, like they've got in Norway, and don't think that we should say, you know, well, you know, the oil is a natural resource of America. Maybe we should use that for us instead of making Charles Koch richer. You know, stuff like that. But I think that there are some progressives, you know, Bernie and Liz Warren and AOC that are offering solid proposals out there. It's just that you've got people like Josh Gottheimer and Jared Golden in the Democratic Party who take piles of money from big corporate interests who are fighting them.
Well, let me ask you a question, though. I didn't print all this off, but they said one of the stereotypes, rightly or wrongly, is of the type of politician like the fellow who won the Democratic primary in New York City.
Mondani.
And I think that if a Democrat on the national ticket ran on that platform, they probably shouldn't even have a voting booth for him. Because other than
I think you're wrong. I think if Democrats nationally ran on a platform of everybody gets free health care and free college and free buses, which, by the way, they also have in Europe, you'd get a lot of people voting for them, Bill.
Well, the only problem I've got is I hate to be compared to a country of 5 million with us that's 340 million.
Yeah, I get that. Bill, I'm sorry I'm out of time here. But always good to hear from you. Thank you very much for the call. We'll be back. We're hitting the top of the hour. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did.
Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HometitleLock.com.
It's time for the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, off the trail near the tavern. Here's Stu Sample. Stu, are you ready?
You betcha.
This object can be found throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private. You can use it for one or two things, and it's a great place to think or read. Name this summer object.
It's one of them porta-potties from Crockett Septic.
That's right, Stu. You win. Now, go cop a comfortable squat. For clean, reliable, affordable porta-potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call, 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics, pumped right there in your yard. They got porta-potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump was asked a short time ago if he would fire Fed Chair Jerome Powell. CBS News learned he asked a group of House Republicans if he should do it.
He's always been too late, hence his nickname Too Late. He should have cut interest rates a long time ago.
But the president said it's highly unlikely he'd fire him. Israel's been launching attacks on Syria today and a warning to the new government to leave the country's Druze minority alone. Secretary of State Marco Rubio a short time ago said it's a complicated problem.
So we've been engaged with them all morning long and all night long with both sides, and we think we're on our way towards a real de-escalation and then hopefully get back on track.
There's a big rock up for auction today.
This Martian meteorite is the largest piece of Mars we have ever found.
Sotheby's Cassandra Hatton says it could fetch $2 to $4 million. It's believed to have fallen off Mars in an asteroid strike. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
As Wisconsin.